Esther, stop it. I'm going to kick your ass. Kick your ass, dude. I hate you.
Say, be very careful with the microphone.
Yes. That was mean. Why'd you do that? I hate you.
Easy now.
Hate you.
Hopefully the microphone's still working. What? And did you say something?
Yes.
What?
You're this close to me. I'm serious. I'm gonna come through here. Are you quite finished?
No, I really wish I had a silver box, actually. And the show, last time I checked, is HackerMind. That cheery voice you hear on the phone is none other than Dash Interrupt. And me, I'm nobody.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm absolutely nobody, but people like to call me Screamer for some reason.
They don't like to call you anything.
Yeah, they just call me Hey You, and that kid over there in the black shirt, and Freeze, Don't Move. They like to call me a whole lot of things.
Yeah, they do. Do they? I don't think they do.
Well, it depends. Who are we talking about now?
Huh?
Hey, look, keys.
What'd you say?
Keys.
Keys?
Keys. Keys to the kingdom.
Oh. Keys to the kingdom? What are you talking about?
Yeah. What am I talking about? Well, I don't even know what we were talking about last week because the streams kept on dying.
Oh, yeah, true, very true.
Now, here's the thing. We came up with a bunch of a bunch of conspiracy theories about Rant Radio, you know, we put it all on Rant. I mean, granted, it was probably my fault, but we figured,
it's all on there, we're just speculating that...
Well, most of it, though.
Well,
you know?
Like, our only speculation.
Yeah, we put most of the speculation, most of the theories on Rant Radio, because we figure... Why blame yourself when you can blame someone else?
Exactly.
All right, remember that, kids. Never blame yourself. It's always someone else's fault. Always.
No, it's not. It's usually your fault.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. After that little fiasco...
What happened?
Well, you know, I was tempted to call Optimum, which is never a pleasant thing, but... Because, actually, the next few days, it was going off and on. Off and on.
Off and on.
It was like, at nighttime, the modem just did not want to stay connected.
Oh, I see.
It made no sense whatsoever. You know, during the day, it would stay on, it would be fine. I would look over, it's connected, no problem. Then, you know, that night, I would look over, oh, look, a little orange flashing light, not good. And I would hear this is the worst sound in the world. At least that I've ever heard. It's this little buzz sound that lets you know you're disconnected. Yeah, when you have... Well, it's not really like that. It's more like... But it's... It's buzzy, okay? I don't know how to explain it.
Meowing at you?
Say that one more time?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Did you say meowing at me?
What happened?
Well, after a few days, the problem just seemed to correct itself. I didn't do anything. It just kept working.
Okay.
So that's where we stand now.
Oh, that's where we're at. Okay, that's all right. That's good.
It hasn't crapped out. It's just it's staying on.
Working.
Yeah. So I guess we can't blame Rant. I guess it was me. But you know, there have been other times when the stream.
Last week you said it wasn't your modem and that it was Rant Radio.
Well, because the modem. Those times when it disconnected and I didn't think it was the modem was because I would see the stream die, but I would still be online.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. We have had times when the stream to Rant Radio died. And when I say, oh, it's got to be Rant Radio, I'm not really saying it's their fault. It's just the technology. You know, when you broadcast, 3,000 miles to Canada, crap's going to happen.
Exactly.
So I don't blame them or anything. It's just that it was probably just the technology involved. But my modem seems to be working fine.
Great news.
You know, I was having a little trouble with the microphone, but that, of course, is always easily righted by smacking it against the desk. Hopefully it's working now. I can never be certain.
Yeah, well, I think they'll let us know.
Yeah, they definitely
will. I'm not in the chat, and I don't think you are either.
No, but people can join us in the chat, but here's the thing. Like we said last week and probably the week before, we don't know where our chat is.
Yeah, where is it?
Technically, we have two. Some people like to go over to irc.box.sk, channel HackerMind. Others like to go to irc.esper.net. I think those people like to think of themselves as the box outcasts, people that were banned and either refuse to go back or can't go back or whatever.
Which one should I go to?
Well, if you can get into box, go in there.
Right.
But then, you're a hacker, Dash. Figure out a way to get into both.
Well, that's not that hard.
Okay, then do it.
All right, I will.
At the same time, though, Dash?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lido Burrito.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, we have two chat rooms, and you're welcome to hop into either one of them, but remember, just wherever you go, whatever server you're on, start up channel HackerMind, and you know you're cool.
Right, son.
Yeah, it's the cool thing to do. Starting channel HackerMind, let's just say it. I mean, it makes you reet.
Reet?
Yeah, isn't that what those young kids are saying these days? Reet?
I don't know what the young kids are saying. I'm an old man.
I mean, I know a lot of people say woo. You know, I find myself yelling that from time to time, but all right, Dash. But I think also REIT is pretty hip, pretty happening.
I think Woot's starting to die off.
Pretty fly.
No, that's gone.
No?
No.
Well, I try.
No good.
Okay, but we're on the air. Everything seems to be working okie dokie. If we have trouble, we'll see through it, because we're HackerMind. We do that. We fix problems, and we cause them as well. But we're always the first ones there to solve them.
There's more people in Box than in Esper.
How many people are in Box?
Hang on.
You counting on your fingers, Dash?
No. Nine.
How many in Esper?
Hang on. Five.
Okay, so we have 14 people in the chat. Okay, so I guess it's time to yell out, do the people in Box run this motherfucker? Hell yeah! Do the people in Esper run this motherfucker? No? Maybe they'll start doing a wave.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do the wave.
Yeah, we should have a Box and Esper war.
No.
Everybody should just attack everybody else.
Why are you so violent tonight? War is never a good thing.
Well, digital wars are kind of cool. Except, unless, those terrorists like Bin Laden are going to attack us via the internet and all those things that we shouldn't have connected to the internet anyway.
Everybody is so nervous that terrorists are going to attack us on the
internet. You know, that's true, because did you know that Bin Laden actually hacked my machine?
Did he?
Yeah, he got into my Windows XP machine.
What happened? How do you know? What do you mean? How? What do you have proof? What happened?
Of course I have proof, Dash. Do you think I would make a statement like this if I didn't have absolute proof?
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. I'm using my computer, right?
Right.
And I get this little pop-up message that says, I'm Bin Laden. I have hackered Jew.
Really?
Yeah, he's got the H, the little thing above the 2 with the at sign, the X, the O, the R, right? And then he says Jew, J00.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's his pop-up message. It says, I am Bin Laden. I have hackered Jew.
Really? Did that is all he said? Did you try to talk to him or anything?
Dash, you're not going to talk to Bin Laden. All right? You're not going to message him. You know, you're not going to just, you know, open up DOS and use NetSend and be like, hey, Bin Laden, where are you? And he'll be like, oh, you know, I'm chilling out over here, you know, and meanwhile I'm on the phone. Yeah, where are you? No, Dash, you're not going to do that.
He sends you a message.
Well, he didn't just send me a message, Dash. Obviously, he had to hacker me.
He had to hacker you.
Okay?
Yeah, he had to hacker you.
He must have gotten through my router some way.
He's
a crafty one, that Bin Laden.
Yeah, well,
we gotta watch out. He keeps hacking us. I'm gonna have to report him to TIPS.
TIPS.
Yeah, you know, speaking of TIPS, they're not recruiting people anymore. They're not recruiting milkmen and not that anyone has a milkman.
I thought that was the whole purpose of TIPS.
Well, now they're just recruiting like truck drivers, bus drivers, people that would see things in public places, not people that actually go into your home.
People with steady state and government federal jobs.
Sure, sounds good. So I guess the government finally realized that, oh, you know what? People don't like this whole spy on your neighbor thing.
No, we don't like that.
Now, Dash, what are you talking about? We are a part of TIPS.
No, we're not.
Why are you speaking negatively of it?
Man, TIPS can eat me. I don't like TIPS. We are not members of TIPS.
So now you're talking for... I'm gonna have to notify him, Dash. I'm sorry.
Why don't you go ahead and tell him about Bin Laden hacking your shit too then?
Well, I reported him. You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not gonna go track Bin Laden.
You don't have to prove your patriotism by turning me in for not wanting to be a member of TIPS.
Well, I'm not going to turn you in, Dash, but I do have to report you. Whatever happens, you know, whatever
they're reporting me, you're turning me in.
No, whatever they do is up to them, Dash. I have no control over that. Okay, so Dash spoke poorly of TIPS.
Right.
There we go. All right, it's noted in the notebook. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dash. It's the way it's got to be.
Oh, well, I understand.
Yeah. Well, Dash.
I've seen one of the concentration camps Ashcroft is wanting to make.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm probably going to be a guard, or I'm not going to be a guard. I'm going to be one of those, you know, the familiars like from the Blade movies. You know, I'm not going to be a vampire, but I'm going to be working for the vampires.
I'm going to be on the inside.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll just be on the inside.
Meeting up with Bubba and Tiny and all those people.
They'll be in there too.
Yeah, the people that say, hey, bitch.
Yeah, they'll be in there probably, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dash, let me ask you something.
Alright, go ahead.
Do you have a nice car? let me rephrase that. Do you want to have a nice car?
Yeah, I do.
Alright, now if you got a car and you wanted to modify it to make it really, really nice, would you go to your best friend and have him modify it for you, or would you do it yourself?
Only if he knew what he was doing.
Okay, because a friend of mine came to me asking for help on modifying his computer.
Okay.
Not just anything, not anything difficult. Not like, I got this fan, and I want a better fan. Nothing complicated like that.
Well, that's not complicated. What was it then?
I'm kidding. Nothing like overclocking or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just he wanted to know how to modify. And if he's listening, what up? He wanted to know how to modify his Windows 98 startup screen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know the logo.
Easy.
Now, I told him, hey, you know, you could just go to Google and search for Windows 98 modifications, you know, startup modifications, whatever.
That's true, what he did in the first place.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, he doesn't know as much about computers as we do, you know, okay? We know next to nothing. He knows nothing.
Okay, so what'd you tell him?
Well, I told him that, and he asked me, yes, okay, I know that, but how do you do it? And I said, oh, okay, all right, he really wants to know how this works. That's cool. That's, you know, it's the hackerish thing to do. He's not a hacker, but I can respect that.
He wants to know how it works.
Yeah, so I said to him, You really don't have to worry about that because most of these things come with installers. You know, it's Windows for crying out loud. And he goes, oh man, I want to know how to do it. All right. You know, and I saw this as basically like, okay, you want me to. He really didn't want to know how to do it. I shouldn't say it like that. His exact words were that he wanted a cool one.
Well, then why did you just say you wanted to know how to do it?
Well, I got a little confused there, Dash. I'm slow.
All right, so now we're back to square one. He wanted to know how to have a cool startup.
No, he wanted to know how to do it at first, and then when I suggested to him that you know, the ones you can get online have these installations, he's like, yeah, that's great, but I want a cool one. So he did want to know how to do it, but he basically wanted me to tell him how to do it.
Okay.
You know, so that he could have one of these cool startups.
Well, I'm sure they have pre-made, fabricated, cool startup screens.
Right. So he wants to know how to get a cool one, but he doesn't want to do the work on his own. He doesn't want to look it up. He wants me to do it for him. So I couldn't help but feel like.
Then you say, well, you know, here's my hourly rate.
Oh yeah. I like that idea, but no. I sent him the instructions. I told him, you know, look for these logo.sys files, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can modify them. You can get different ones, you know. You might... I'm not sure. Do you have to go into safe mode to replace those?
No, you don't.
Okay, because I know for WinXP, when you're replacing your...
I haven't done it in a long time, so I don't really remember, but I'm pretty sure you don't have to.
Because I know that when you... I can't remember the exact file name, but I know that when you're going to modify your boot screen, your login screen, either one, you actually have to go into safe mode before you can overwrite the files that are needed to be changed.
If I remember correctly, there's only like two files that need to be changed in Windows 98. Just you replace them with your own files.
Okay, so maybe it is that simple, but I told him, you know, he might have to do that, and I sent it to him, and he says to me, well, okay, all right. I know about sys files. I've seen those. And then he's like,
did he ask you what safe mode was?
No, he knows what that is. So he says, okay, all right. I can't find them, but I'll check later. And then that was it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you did use the little search utility, right?
No, he obviously didn't. He figured.
He opened up a file and looked. He opened a directory, I should say.
Yeah, some sort of attention deficit disorder.
Him?
Yes.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because he seemed all interested and wanted to do it, but then when you told him how, he suddenly didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, I think he wants to do it, but he just basically looked for it. He opened up a directory and physically looked at the files to see which ones were named what.
Well, that'll work too.
Yeah, if you know what directory.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been anywhere. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, he did use. The little search thing, the find, you know, the files and stuff.
I don't think he did.
No. So, I'm not sure if he ever got his modified. Oh, damn it, I dropped my pen. I'm not sure if he ever got his modified car or computer, but,
Yeah. I've never had. I mean, I did that back in the day, but it's been a long time since I did that. I just don't really find a point to it, other than.
It's cool.
You know, yeah, it's cool, but I don't know.
I put a new sticker on my computer and I feel reet.
I don't have any stickers on my computer.
Yeah, well, I do.
But you just, you know, chew on that for a while, see how that grabs you.
Chew on that for a while and see how it tastes?
Yeah, it grabs you.
Okay. Ah, the sound of the slapping static. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's what you call the slap-ass static. I don't know why it does that, but it does. Okay,
well, that's probably because the phone's too far away from the thing, and the thing's all underpowered, and
Speaking of the thing being too far away from the thing,
I don't know.
You know, did you ever take a cordless phone, especially one of those really old ones, and walk around your neighborhood until you found a dial tone?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know how people go fishing with laptops, right?
Yeah.
You can take one of these old cordless phones and walk around your neighborhood until you find a dial tone.
Really?
Yeah, you can go like up into someone's front yard or just even right in front of their house, because most phones will reach that far. Turn on your phone and see if you got a dial tone.
Wow.
Because there's only like 10 frequencies.
I think I'll try that.
Yeah, you have a 900 megahertz?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that'll work.
Yeah.
But I know that the older phones use about 10 frequencies, so the odds of you finding someone else on your frequency is pretty damn good.
What about the 900 megahertz phones?
I don't know about those. I haven't used them.
Damn it. Damn you.
I'm going to skip right over 900 and go right for 2.4 gigs.
That's back in the day. How is that going to help me, Mr. Joe 900 megahertz phone user?
How's it? Your name's not Joe.
You know, like Joe Sixpack, Joe Cool, Joe,
John Q Listener?
John Q Listener, John Hork, you know.
How does that help you? Well, I don't know, Dash. You have to play around. You have to go, experiment. See if you can find the dial tone. I don't think you will, but go ahead.
Just do that.
Go you. Why don't you go do that right now, Dash? Go walk around your neighborhood.
No, I'm on the phone with you.
You got a big-ass neighborhood, too, so.
No, it's really not.
And well, you got a lot of land.
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do. All right, so yeah, you can go fishing for dial tones. That's fun. Now, I'm not, you know, of course, this is the disclaimer of the week. Do not use this for any other purposes other than educational use only.
I think we should start having a disclaimer at the front of the show.
No, if we
have a disclaimer for the disclaimer.
That's one idea, but if you have a disclaimer, this is why I took away the disclaimers in Frequency and on the HackerMind site. If you have a disclaimer, it looks like you're doing something bad. Talking about stuff, writing about stuff, is not bad.
Well, who cares what it looks like as long as you're covering your ass? And if you don't have a disclaimer, you're not covering your ass.
Well, we shouldn't have to cover our ass because we're not doing anything wrong. You know, once you put one of those things up, then people look at you and say, oh, so this is what you're doing is bad, huh?
You're not thinking in the governmental, political frame of mind where, yeah, it is bad. And if you don't have a disclaimer, then, you know.
But why should we play by their rules? Why should we give in and give them the satisfaction of us admitting that we're doing something wrong when we're not?
Because the fear of prosecution and punishment.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, you're telling me that you're ready to die for what you believe in, and yet you won't let a little disclaimer come down off the site?
Well, I don't care if there's not a disclaimer. I'm just saying, I mean, I couldn't care less if there's a disclaimer up there or not. I'm just letting you know that that's why people usually have them.
Well, people can have them all they want, but, first of all, they don't do anything. Okay, it doesn't matter if you have a disclaimer at the top or not. No court in the world is going to care if you have that. If they really want to get you for putting something up, your little bullshit disclaimer is not going to change their mind.
Well, that's...
Legally, okay, that ain't going to do shit. So don't even bother.
Well, where did you hear this?
That was in a class that I had way back in my Southern days. At
oh really?
Yeah, John Block was his name because we were talking about pornography.
Yeah.
And some porn magazines back in the 80s actually had disclaimers on them that said, you know, the acts in here are blah blah blah. You know, do not repeat these. You know, some of them could cause, you know, damage or you know, like you might drop the lady. You know, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And one person had asked, you know, what happens if someone does do that? You know, I mean. Does that disclaimer mean anything? And he says, well, first of all, blaming the magazine, you know, that's going to be a bit iffy, but no, a disclaimer does not save you. Telling people this is for educational purposes only just gives you a clear conscience. Legally, it does not protect you from anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, don't use disclaimer. It's not going to help. It's just waste space, and it's stupid.
There you go. Glad we cleared that out.
I didn't know I didn't mean anything in the legal world.
Well, it's like writing the word copyright on something without a real copyright in the copyright office.
Yeah.
Not that anyone we know would do that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It's not going to protect you. It's just there for look. So, I don't know. That's why I took down the whole disclaimer from HackerMind, from Frequency, and I don't know. It's madness in the world, Dash.
Madness.
Yeah, I thought you might get a kick out of that. Okay, let's see.
Do you remember last week?
Last week?
Freaking heavily since then, or do you remember last week's episode?
That last week was so long ago.
All right, just shut up and listen. We were talking about, I was talking about Linux and X Windows and window managers and themes, and I told people to send us their screenshots, but guess what? Nobody did.
And did you check our board? Because someone's asking you, did you want them to email them or to post them on the board?
Oh, well, I didn't check the board completely, but I would have thought they would have emailed them to me, or to you, or to both of us. But nobody sent us their screenshots, and that saddens me a great deal.
Well, maybe people can post them on the board, but
they can post them on the board. They can. I mean, they can do anything they want with them.
We should have a gallery.
Yeah.
An art gallery of screenshots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We sent us their screenshots.
Are we biased though? Do we only want Linux?
No, we don't.
All right, so any operating
system? That's what I was talking about, but any screenshots.
Okay, any operating system.
Any operating system.
Show us your OS. Kind of like that show us your can thing for 7-Up.
Yeah.
Show us your OS.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fun time was had by all.
I don't know where that came from, but I just want people to send us their screenshots.
Who knows where anything comes from? But by the way, our emails are dash@hackermind.net, that's him, and screamer@hackermind.net, that's me.
Yeah, that is you.
And we got a couple of other people on our crew, but you're probably never going to meet them.
Yeah, I mean, people were asking about some of the people, about them, the HackerMind world.
What's really funny is when Wintermute asked if Depang was real.
Yeah.
of course Depang is real. He's not really a people person, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I told him.
You know, and then you know Unreal is...
Real is...
Real.
Yeah, obviously, but Unreal, so is everybody on the HackerMind group.
Wait a minute. Unreal is real.
Unreal is real. He's not unreal. But he is unreal.
Wow, that's... He's not unreal. Well, he...
He is real.
No, he's unreal, though.
He's unreal, but he's also real.
You know, he's gonna get a kick out of this if he ever listens to this episode. Ah, yeah. See, that's what you get with HackerMind. You know, mass confusion, chaos.
You know, all that good stuff.
You know, murder, death, destruction. You know, none of that, but chaos, oh yeah.
Also, if you hadn't noticed, last week you were complaining to me about the site.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
I took it upon myself, took about 20 minutes out of my day.
Yeah.
Redesigned the website.
Everybody hated that, man.
Hated the last one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think one person liked it.
Yeah, one person liked it.
But, you know, that person's probably stupid or something. Ding! One listener gone. But I love the new design, though.
Yeah, people have been there. I changed it around. Not the whole site, just the main page right now until I...
I love the skull, man.
Well, I use the skull for a lot of things. If you go to the... Goddamn Galleon web browser for Linux. If you go to the website and go to, like, the music, you'll see a couple skulls on there.
Yeah, well, I guess the skull with the brain...
Well, the eye patch, you know, that's what makes them all unique.
Yeah, the skull with the brain and the eye patch, that's us.
Yeah, it is, it's us.
That should be our new logo.
I think it should, too.
We should get one of those in a t-shirt. That'd be damn cool.
That would be damn cool.
Yeah. Sweet, just have the skull on the front with the eye patch, and then on the back, HackerMind. What?
I'd be wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still wear my H2K t-shirt, like, all the time.
And, you know, we...
I know, I haven't taken it off since I got back.
We do have... Oh. We do have a HackerMind store, but nobody likes the t-shirts in it because they're all white. And,
yeah.
You know what I love is that we tell people we don't make them, but they still come to me and go, I want a black one.
Yeah, no,
well,
we...
Well, you can't get a black one because the store only makes them in white.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know, I should give him the slap-ass static sound. Yeah, but, you know, we would like to have real black t-shirts, because that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
You know, Dash, print out the image and I'll bring it over to Top Tees.
I'd buy one, you know.
Yeah, what up now? But people are going to have to pay up the ass for these things, because Top Tees ain't cheap.
Well, see, the thing about the store, I think we've said this before, is that... If we make any profit at all, it'd only be like a dollar or two off of every shirt.
Oh, yeah, but the store online, we're not making any profit off of them.
Which one?
The
about the Cafe Press store?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, if we don't change the price any higher, then it'd cost them to make it.
Yeah, I left them
at... make any profit at all. And
I left them at the default. You know, it's not costing us anything, so...
We're not... You know, they're just getting all the money, and we don't get any money at all.
Yep, pretty much. But if we make them at a store or around where we live, it's going to be about $17 to get one.
Yeah, so...
So I don't know how we're going to do this so that people don't look at us and say, get the hell out of here.
I don't know.
But, don't know, maybe we have obsessed fans that would actually pay like $23 for one.
That's a lot for a shirt. I wouldn't even pay that much for a shirt.
I know it's a lot, but I mean, when you think about the shipping and handling cost, yeah. Getting the shirt printed, you know, I mean, we'll find out how much it is, and maybe we'll get like 50 cents to a buck profit.
Exactly, and that's kind of.
And then we sell two.
We don't buy T-shirts and in the wholesale and print them ourselves and put them on there ourselves. So
that'd be cool.
We're not going to be making that much of a profit anyway. So we should just. I mean, I wish the store online had black shirts and other things we could use, but.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't. It seems like it's so difficult to print on black, but. You know, even they have printer paper in the stores that you can actually iron images onto shirts, but if
you can make your own, I mean, you know, we could try that.
Yeah, but you need a white shirt.
Oh.
Or a light-colored shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if...
It won't show up on black.
Really?
Nothing will.
Nothing will?
That's what it says.
And...
I mean, if you want to look into it yourself, you're welcome to, but... Because I want to get the shirts made, but...
Why are they hating on black?
I don't know. It must be a black thing.
I think it is. I wouldn't want to say anything, but
yeah.
I want to get another conspiracy started.
Well, you know, we got a racist world here. It's just bleeding into shirts. It's sickening. Well, you got your Unite shirt, though, so
oh, yeah.
We're making a difference.
Yeah, they got some cool shirts there.
Yeah. All right, Dash. Now, I was I was curious. I always am.
Yeah, you always are.
And, you know, my buddy goes to UConn.
UConn.
Right, so I decided, you know what, I want to scan every single computer at UConn.
That would be the University of Connecticut?
Yeah, the UConn Huskies.
UConn Huskies?
Oh, I hate them.
Oh, okay, well, you wanted to scan their network, and you did that.
I haven't finished, but I got a lot.
See?
And I'm about to give it out.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, now let me scroll through the list here, because I got a lot of IPs.
No, I helped you with some of it.
Here's an Oracle proxy. Anybody want to have fun? Anybody?
Open HTTP proxy.
Anybody? Well, here's the IP. I hope you have a pen and paper or a computer.
Or a photographic memory.
You probably have a computer, but you don't know. IP address 137.99.1.55. One more time, folks.
One more time
for the hearing
folks
impaired and the stupid. 137.99.1.55. That is an open HTTP proxy.
Right, then I found that one actually.
Well, considering it's in mine, in my scan list.
Oh, well, I found another one.
I'm sure you did, but that wasn't mine.
Well.
But, you know, yeah, you let me know what you can do with that. You go ahead, you plug that into your proxy, into your proxy settings and Netscape or whatever, and you let me know what you get.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you get?
Not a damn thing. But maybe someone else can figure out. You know, there's a lot of people out there that know a lot more.
A lot of intelligent people, I think.
Yeah, know a lot more than we do.
Why don't you tell them about the printers?
Yeah, I got to... Oh, let me search for it, so I'm going to get right down to it, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you get that thing out of your mouth?
Hey, why are you minding your goddamn business?
Mind your kid.
Here we go, HP Jet Direct Printer Wide Open, No Password Set.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those.
You ain't getting that one, because that one's mine. I haven't said, well, I mean, that's somebody's. You ain't got to worry about whose it is.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Let's find another one here. What up now, son?
Have in your mouth.
I have a pen in my mouth. Oh, here's a Minolta printer. A Minolta printer. You gotta get to it through HTTP, though. Tell them that ain't open. 137.99.1.251. That's 137.99. Folks, they're all 137.99. That's subnet, for crying out loud. It's Class B. .1.251. Let's go down a little bit further. What do you say, Dash?
I think we should.
Alright, here is an anonymous printer. You can FTP into this one anonymously. But, of course, we don't suggest you do that. The IP address is 137.99.8.158. That's 8.158. Alright, Dash, is that good enough for you? Because we're going to go over to the other file! I don't want to give out all my printers because they're mine.
Are they yours? Why do you got to be so stingy with printers,
man? Well, because my friend goes there. We have this this dream of him being in class, saying how great he is, and then I send something to the printer right behind him that agrees with him. It prints out, he holds it up and says, "What?"
Alright, you need to do that.
Well, I'll try to. Okay, here's a Bay Networks, I think it's Accelier. It sounds sort of gateway.
Accelier?
Accelar. I think it's
Accelier. Yeah.
It's an 1100 software release 2.0.7.0.
Wait, 7?
Oh. You ain't gonna get into it unless you do something illegal, but the IP address is 137.99.13.1. You know what?
You want to hang on a sec.
Change the third octet into any damn number you want and make the last digit 1.
Would you just hang on a
make sec. The last octet 1 and you'll be set because you're gonna get those every damn time.
Let's just hang on and let me open this file here. What folder is it in? What folder is it in? Ah, I forgot what folder is it in.
You fingered a printer, Dash?
No.
You can actually, yeah, you can do that. You can see what's printing, but nothing was at the time.
It is, alright. I'm not talking about that. Shut up.
Printer? You gave me a printer with a question mark. Telnet, hit enter.
Alright, we got some Hewlett-Packard printers here.
Yeah.
I'm going through. I opened my results file that I sent you.
Another HTTP.
Yeah, you already mentioned the LaserJet printers, right?
Yeah, here's a new HTTP proxy, 137.99.15.32.
There's let's see.
Microsoft Outlook Web Access Logon, huh?
Yeah, that was interesting.
How'd you get to it? Tell
me that.
Yeah, you didn't write down how you get to this thing.
It's HTTP. Open it in the web browser.
Oh, see, you didn't mention that little thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I think we figured it out.
I want to see what that is before I go send it.
Oh, we need to go there.
Oh, cool. That's pretty sweet.
It's cool, man.
Exchange users only. Type your alias and then click here to connect to your personal email account.
Pretty cool.
Cool. All right, well, the IP address for that is 137.99.15.70.
Yeah, and just use a HTTP browser.
Oh, here's a scary one. Authorized access only. Federal state laws enforced.
Yeah, and apparently these are the routers, the gateways.
137.99.17.1. Don't need to give them all out. Just let them.
Yeah, but they all end in one.
Oh, Dash, what'd you find here?
What?
The Asante Hub remote management version. You printed a lot of shit here, so I guess you got
password protected.
But you were able to. Oh, so this was actually the what it shows when it first comes up. This didn't let you in.
It's what it shows when it first comes up.
Oh, because a command. So what'd you type a command?
You type one of those letters right there. G for general information. C for configuration.
Okay. And what does it say?
Well, I kind of forgot, but I know it's password protected.
Oh, okay. Well, the IP for that, 137.99.17.1.
That I can't remember. I'm trying to find it. Because it was really interesting.
One more time. That was 137.99.17.6.
Hang on. And we have here somewhere.
Nortel Networks. Ask for password. Department of Math. Cool. Apple Computer. Laser Writer, huh? Yeah.
You're right.
Department of Physics. People probably like the physics. Go to 137.99.19.126 for the Department of Physics.
Maybe it was that Sante printer.
Alright, well, those are some IP addresses for people to explore, and we will get more because we just love playing around with the UConn network, seeing what's out there. You know what's really cool? When you explore these networks, you could find things that like computer science departments and stuff like that put up for people to see, because they're basically groups of hackers in there just putting up stuff on the web for people to find. Like I found one from the computer science department, and they said that they were located in the Homer Badich Library, which I've been in, and they just said hi on this one machine. They had port 80 open, and they were just greeting the world, and I found that because I went scanning.
There you go.
So,
interesting what you can find.
Be kind of cool to change that and then say hi back, but we won't get into that.
Will we not going to get in that one?
We will not. Now, do you have any other IP addresses that you wanted to give out before we move on?
No, that one. I think you about covered all the good ones.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, here's something cool.
What do you got?
You know how I send and receive text messages on my phone?
Yeah.
Now, as far as I know, I don't get charged for incoming messages.
Okay.
At least I don't think I do. I hope not.
That's good.
But my friend does.
He gets charged for incoming messages?
Yeah, he has Singular, and he got pretty upset with me because I sent him two messages today, and he says, chill with the messages. Now, think about this.
How much does it cost?
I don't know. I know it costs... Once you use up the ones that they give you, if they give you any on your particular account, I thought I had some of mine. Apparently, I don't. Once you use those up, it costs you 50 cents per message.
50 cents? I thought it was like a nickel.
No, 50 cents per message. And maybe back in the 1950s it was, but they didn't even have it then. But that's how much it would have been. Well, maybe not. It's 50 cents, and... My only thing is that if he's getting charged for incoming messages, that's wrong. At least for calls, you know, if you see anonymous, you can refuse it.
You can be charged for what somebody else does.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I said, when you see an anonymous call come in, you could say no.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You hang it up. You don't even answer it, and you don't get charged. But well, they'll probably leave you a message on your voicemail, and then you have to call the damn thing and you're charged that way. But when you get a message, there's nothing you can do but accept it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, even if you turn off your phone, you're still getting it. Once you turn that sucker back on,
that noise it makes?
Something like that.
Makes no sense. Actually, it does make sense. It's typical of, I mean, I don't know why we're surprised.
But do you see the danger in it, though?
The danger?
Yeah. How much?
Yeah, I do see the danger. People could just, I mean, if they wanted to run your bill up real high, they could just send you messages all the time.
On this very show, we told people how to use a simple Linux or Unix or whatever shell script.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
To mass mail a phone. And we did that. You know, and I got like 28 emails
on live television, I mean radio, people.
Yeah, within about 15 seconds, I got 28 emails. Now, if that was 50 cents each, can you imagine that?
That would be some way to make somebody pay for a lot of messages. Although, once I'm sure the people that you did it to, that somebody did it to, would call them up and... I don't know if they keep records of every message or not, but if they did, they would see that it's just a lot of spam, and it's like a cell phone bomb in the way that email bombs work in the day.
Yeah, you know
they wouldn't charge you for them. Hopefully,
you hope not, but it's
respectful. Any respecting company would do that.
Yeah, but it's still a big annoyance because when you get your
it's definitely an annoyance. Yeah,
but when you get your bill, you know, people look at the price and. A lot of times people don't even check where, you know, what, like, all the calls that they made. They don't even know where these calls were made to. Go ahead.
When I did have a cell phone, I checked all my calls.
Yeah, but, you know, some people will look at it, see the price, and go, oh, jeez, pay it, and then they never even realize that, oh, wait a minute, you know, number of messages received, 5,943.
Yeah, but if that was that many, I think there would be a significant rise in the price that they would look through there.
Well... I hope that something would happen, but I think you can see how it could be pretty funny for someone to receive that many messages, and especially if they have their phone off. You know, if you figure out a way to we already told you how to do it to write a simple script to mass mail someone. They have their phone off. You know, you run this script all night. It keeps going. It keeps mailing them over and over, and then they turn on their phone. They got about 90,000 messages.
They're
literally
at your mercy.
Yeah. I mean, they turn on their phone. They're going to be hearing a whole hell of a lot. They're going to be hearing that a whole hell of a lot because every single one of those damn messages is going to come through.
Exactly.
So.
Pretty interesting thing you found there.
Yeah, and you're getting charged for it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you wouldn't in the end, but...
Well, no. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people can be screwed over, and they don't pay for it in the end, but it's still, it's something that you can do. And most people would have a heart attack just seeing the bill, so...
I mean, people would probably get so mad at their phone that it keeps making that noise and, you know, probably just break their phone or something.
Well, yeah, but, you know,
it would be a very big annoyance.
Well, I mean, people can do a lot of things, but bottom line, that sucks.
Yep.
That really, really sucks. You know, but there's a lot of things that suck, Dash.
I think we've covered a lot of them in our, you know.
You know, and one of them is being overworked.
Overworked sucks, yes it does.
You know, when you, well, being stressed sucks too. You know, when you find yourself doing something over and over and over, week after week after week after week after week after week after week, it really starts to wear on you.
I can imagine.
You know, you start to get tired, you start to, you know, things that were once really, really fun and things that you look forward to suddenly become work.
Start to become secluded and sit in your room with the light off and stare at the floor for hours on end.
What do you mean start to? But anyway, the point is that when you reach that point, you know, you don't want to give up on the things you love, but you want to change them so that you can enjoy them again, so that you can relax, so that you could just find that joy that you once had.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying, Dash?
I know what you're saying.
And that's why, beginning week after next,
here it comes,
HackerMind is undergoing some changes.
Changes?
Yeah, changes.
Changes.
HackerMind is undergoing some changes. Now, the good news is that HackerMind is still going to be here, and you're still going to be able to listen to it.
Yep.
Okay? But we're going to have to undergo some changes so that, A, I don't lose my mind, B, I can actually do well in school and practice for my A-plus exams and all that, and C, well, hey, change is always a good thing.
Well, no, not all the time, but, you know.
Well, change gives you a new fresh start, you know, and I like to think of it as a good thing. Now, these changes, you know, probably won't be permanent because you never know what's going to happen and what could happen in the future. So, beginning next week will be our last weekly show. Beginning next week, we're going to start, well, beginning the week after next, I guess you could say that, we're going to start making two-hour shows one time a month. And I guess we're probably going to be recording those, right?
Yeah.
So we'll be recording two-hour-long episodes once a month, and we'll try to work out a date when they can be released. You know, hopefully, you know, we could say, like, the 20th of every month, new episode of HackerMind, 2 hours long. You know, we're gonna have the resources to make them great, to piece them together, to edit them.
Yeah.
You know, to make some really high quality episodes, and hopefully, if we can do this for long enough, you know, maybe eventually we can go back to the weekly routine. But
I guess it kind of gets rid of using Rant Radio for our live shows, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So
unless they, you know, well, yeah.
No, so yeah, we're gonna have to leave Rant Radio. That's a shame because I really like Rant Radio, and especially,
I mean, I think they're a good bunch of people, even though I don't know them that well. But
yeah, well, Dash, like I said, you know, I don't want to start getting all emotional here.
Oh, man.
Well, I knew Dash was gonna have to do that. No, because this probably won't be permanent. Because, you know, who the heck knows what's gonna happen? But for the time being, HackerMind is gonna have to change. But you know, We began this show airing two episodes. Dash.
Sorry.
We began this show airing two episodes per week. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. 30 episodes, 30 minutes each.
Yeah, they were a half hour each, but we aired them on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and eventually we said, okay, this two episode a week thing is just too frantic. Let's do one a week for a whole hour.
Yeah.
So we did that, and for the past 2 years,
done that.
Virtually every week we've been here doing an episode, and now, you know, we don't want people to think that we've lost interest. We haven't.
Oh.
It's just so much work, and with all the things that are going on in our lives, it's impossible to keep doing this week after week and maintain the quality.
Yeah, the quality, that's what we're most concerned about.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, because once, you know, we don't want to just sit here.
Yeah, we don't want to have to go a week and not have anything to do and just sit here and talk about.
Yeah, you know, exactly. We could just be sitting here going, so,
what happened in the news today? Well, we got another article here about
how you doing, Dash, you know?
And, yeah.
You know, all sorts of stuff like dumb stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're dumb to begin with, but hey.
We can't lose all the dumbness.
No, of course not.
part of who we are, but...
Of course not. But, now, I know what listeners are thinking. You know, they're heartbroken. Oh, my gosh, this is the end. No, it's not the end.
Not the end, my
friend. It's just a change. You know, we're just going to be having... We're going to be making the best damn episode that we can once a month. It's like Frequency, you know? It's like Frequency. Frequency comes out once a month. You don't need that every week.
Exactly.
So, and plus, but we are going to compensate our listeners because we care about them so much.
Yes, well, obviously we care about our listeners. I mean, I love our listeners.
Dash wants to take you all out for dinner.
I want to take you all home with me and, you know...
All right, Dash, nobody wants you to finish that sentence. So Dash will be putting up old episodes that he has saved on his hard drive.
Yeah, well, not on my hard drive. CDs, you know. See, I like to keep things that are important to me.
Uh huh.
You know?
Yeah, as in every damn thing you've ever downloaded.
Why don't you just chew on that for a while?
Alright. Chew on that while and see how it grabs you.
Exactly.
You took two different sayings and there, just pieced them together.
That's what I do. That's what
because you are the interrupt.
That's what I do. That's what
okay,
I do.
You are the IRQ address, man. That's what you are. Oh, shit. Yeah, test me on. 1 through 15. Test me on IRQ addresses. Give me a number.
What?
Test me on IRQ addresses. Give me an IRQ number, and I will tell you what service runs on it. 1 through 15, Dash.
Huh?
1 through 15.
15, well, how about 6?
6 is the floppy disk controller.
Oh, it's not. Be quiet. You probably got a list right there in front of you.
Nope, I don't. It's a floppy disk controller.
You do.
Come on, Dash. Give me one more. 1 through 15. I'm on a roll.
11
is reserved. 9 through 11 are actually reserved. 12 could be said to be reserved in some cases, but it's usually used for a PS2 mouse.
How about 2?
2 is the... Let me see. Actually, I should know this. Okay, let me see. 0 is the system timer. 1 is the keyboard control.
2 is the... You don't know. Oh, that just caught you.
2 is for COM ports 1 and 3.
Oh, we're quite... I don't know what you're talking about, but anyway...
Two is for COM port. No, is it? No. 3 is for COM ports 1. No, 2 and 4. 4 is for COM ports 1 and 3. 2 is...
All right, back to the subject.
I can't remember. No, Dash, we can't stop until I know what 2 is. There ain't no stopping until I know what 2 is, Dash.
What is 2? You just told me what 2 is. Damn... I thought we covered this.
No. 3 and 4 are the COM ports. 2 is something else.
Well, yeah, you're going to go look it up, aren't you?
Damn right I am. I ain't leaving this until I know what 2 is, Dash.
Talking about important stuff, and then you gotta go. You know what? You're crazy.
On this on Monday. Here we go.
Oh, see, now you have to look it up. The whole basis.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
The basis of your wanting to show off and know what you.
That was a trick question, Dash. Because 2 and 9 are none. They're just reserved. They're nothing.
You should have known that.
They're crap.
Should have been able to tell me that right away, but you weren't able.
Okay, what's 7, Dash?
I don't know. I didn't claim to know what all the IRQ numbers are used for. But
I'm gonna give you a binary number. You tell me what it is in hex.
How about no? Because I didn't volunteer for this. Back to the subject.
I think we covered the subject, Dash. We're going to be making... We'll make one more live episode next Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Then after that...
Then after that, the following month, September, we'll make a recorded two-hour episode, and it's going to be damn good, and people are going to love it.
They are. It's going
to
be awesome.
They're going to want to tackle us, and all the chicks that listen to our show are going to want to jump all over us and be like, I love you guys, I love you!
Yeah.
And everything's going to be great.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so we covered it.
And people are probably thinking, well, what about all the all-nighters and stuff? Yeah, those are still going to come. We're still having those. No, stop thinking that things are all different.
Stop it.
It's just a little less Hackermine every month, but you'll deal.
It would be 2 hours less Hackermine every month.
Yeah, people are resilient like that.
That's it. You're just getting half the Hackermine all at once.
Yeah, let me just check how many emails I've gotten of people telling me not to do this.
Probably, since you just said it, about 10.
I got some porn spam.
Well, you get that every 2 seconds. We're
scary
talking
enough,
about a porn thing.
I actually know the two girls in it. They're I'm not going to say their names. They're porn stars, and it just makes me look sad.
Yeah. Then what was that noise?
Oh, that was the death trap. I got that one through the death trap.
Why are you using the death trap?
Because it's fun to see all the things that can happen.
It's the death trap. They don't call it that. You don't call it that for no reason.
I know, but I usually use the email prog that comes with Linux, but Well, currently my laptop is sitting over there in the bag, and yeah.
It's in the bag.
Well, it's in the bag.
You're disrespecting your machine.
No, I'm respecting it because it's in where it's supposed to be. It's in the bag, and I brought it downstairs last night. You know, I really need a wireless Nick. You know that?
Yeah.
Speaking of wireless, our friend Wintermute had some fun at O'Hare Airport with a wireless internet card.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, but he had what?
He didn't have all the fun he could have had.
No, he didn't, but hopefully if he's listening to this now or if we can get in touch with him, we can have him on next week to tell us a little bit more about that.
That's right. I hope we do.
Alrighty. So, and if anyone from Rant Radio is listening, we don't want to abandon you guys completely, so if you ever need any help with anything, just let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry we can't do it every week, but if you want to rebroadcast our show, you know, the two-hour ones, you're welcome to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to, but you can, and we hope that you won't mind us broadcasting any future all-nighters that we may do.
Yeah, I mean, Rant Radio people are good people.
Good people. Alrighty. I have a couple things that I could mention, but Dash, do you have anything that you want to fill in the rest of the time with?
I got one piece of listener mail I wanted to spread to the people. It's just it's from somebody named Jodis Moore, and I know you got it too. It's just a website to his H2K2 picture page.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to give out the address so people go check it out. It's www.thenidus. Is that what that is? Thenidus. It's THVTHE and then NIDUS.net. /h2k2/h2k2.htm, and it's got a lot of pictures on there. I haven't gone through all the pictures.
And no, we're not on them.
We're not. Did you check them?
We're not in them.
Did you check them all?
I didn't check all of them, but I mean, are you actually going to go through looking for us?
Well, even if you did look for us, you couldn't recognize us because you don't know what we look like.
Yeah, but you know, if people, I know that some people are going to get our videos that we're currently working on, but if you order, when it comes out, the closing ceremonies of H2K2, when they call number 63, yeah, that little dude that goes up there, that's me.
There you.
I just kind of walk up there with my head down and go, boom, look at that, look at the badge, there it is.
You got a crappy little book, too.
Yeah, I know, I got my Pearl Conference, but I wanted that Unix in a nutshell, I've always wanted that book, but...
Oh, those were grabbed up pretty quick. Exactly.
Somebody who got their number called first, probably some moron who doesn't even know what 2600 means.
Yes, they were there, too.
Oh, man. Oh, that was hilarious, though, when those guys stood up there and he goes, what does 2600 mean? And they're like, oh.
The whole crowd was like, oh, that's too easy, but then they didn't get it.
Everybody was booing them.
Yeah, they were.
You know, I know one person in the crowd yelled out, shoot yourself!
It was quite sad, indeed.
And it wasn't me that yelled that, but, oh my. And then they asked, what was the first word printed in an issue of 2600?
Yeah. He almost got it.
Damn it, I knew that.
He almost got it. Hell, I knew that.
I know, because you saw the issue. you saw it at my house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and one guy says 2600, which is kind of correct because at the top it is the first word, but they meant for the first article.
Yeah.
And one guy goes, ahoy hoy.
Yeah, that's Mr. Burns. That's not 2600.
No, the correct answer was ahoy.
There's no ahoy at the end of that.
That's how Mr. Graham Bell used to answer his telephone.
Ahoy?
Mm-hmm.
Catch on.
No, it didn't. Alexander Graham Bell used to answer his phone by going, ahoy!
Yeah, I'm going
to
start doing that.
You know, I tried that. It's not easy to do.
Fine, you just go, ahoy.
Yeah, but you see, you stuttered.
Yeah, I did.
It's not easy to do.
Ahoy?
You gotta go, ahoy!
Ahoy.
No, I like to go holla or what?
Howdy.
Or talk or it's me or
talk to me.
Bonjour. Oh hell no. Hell no, you ain't got the Windows 98 coming through the phone. I'm sure that's just because your Linux machine is just not available right now.
Shut up, it's the hallelujah, you're running Windows noise. Why do they have that? Sounds like a damn choir.
Dash, change that, man. You best modify that shit.
I should.
Damn. All right, I want to get this in before we go. Hacker school teaches the good guys. You hear about this?
Probably not.
You might, but you don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
It's about a group that I've mentioned before, the Ghetto Hackers.
Ghetto Hackers?
Yeah, they win a lot of Capture the Flag contests at DEF CON, and you can see them in Freedom Downtime.
Wow, that's great.
At a typical Wells Fargo ranch here, employees and customers... This is in Seattle.
Hey, wait, what's a Wells Fargo ranch?
At a typical Wells Fargo branch here, it's... I guess it's a restaurant.
They said ranch.
Branch. Employees and customers do business each day oblivious to a beehive of activity in the basement. There, five blue-walled rooms serve as makeshift classrooms for other tenants in the building who are light years from the world of banking, an organization of some of the most talented computer hackers in the country. So I guess... Oh, well, Wells Fargo. It's a bank, obviously.
Well, I know what Wells Fargo is. I just don't know what Wells Fargo Ranch was.
Branch.
I know. Even now it sounds like you're saying ranch.
Brr, brr, brr. Anyway, the article goes on to talk about how the ghetto hackers are teaching kids to hack. They're basically, you know, how new guys come along and say, no one answers my questions. I just wanted to know how to hack Hotmail. You know, no one answers that. Well, okay, they wouldn't answer that here either, but they would answer more legitimate questions. So they teach people how to hack and how to not do any damage, which I thought was cool because they're doing what they like to do. Unlike the Cult of the Dead Cow, who does what they do but gets up on stage and says we're the best. If I hear that one more time, interrupt. Alright, Dash, it is 11 o'clock where I am. Dash, I am... It's time to go, Dash. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Very good. For Dash Interrupt, this is Screamer Chaotix. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.